Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I've got Troy Tate here, too. Troy's a new friend. He's the creator of the Live Your White Hot program. I love that. I love that title. He's an attorney, and he's an expert in leadership. He's the author of The DNA of Successful Leaders, and he's here to talk to us about making sure that if you start your small business, that you know enough about you as possible to make sure you do the you get it going the right way and you're doing the right thing. Troy Tate, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's great to be here.
Good to have you here. You know, Troy, I've been in business more than once before, and I failed. I have failed before, and one of the reasons I failed was because I started out just wanting to be a small business owner. And then the last time, which took, by the way, 28 years ago, it took because I started doing what I really wanted to do. It wasn't just being a business owner. It was being a business. I just happened to be a business owner doing what I wanted to do. And so, I really subscribe to the way you approach this.
Thank you. Yeah, that is a really important point. Is that the fact is that when we go into our own small businesses, the why we're doing it has to be so big because we have to go through so much to make it happen, that if we don't have that burning inside of us, that fire burning within about making a difference in the world through the products or services we want to share and sell, then we're going to come up against all of that and probably most likely give up. As we know, so many of the small businesses that get started don't last more than 5 years.
Well, and before I actually started one, and the one that failed, before I actually started it, I had looked around a long time. I mean, I tried really hard to buy the wrong to go into business the wrong way. I worked really hard at it, Troy, and finally was able to make one happen, or at least to get it started, I should say. And I got it going and ran it for a while, but anyway, talk to us about. What do you mean when you say live your white hot?
You know, what that means is white hot is like a level or two higher than red hot. I mean, it's where it's so intense, the fire is so intense it can burn through steel. So
white hot melts steel.
Yes, it melts steel. So when you're in your white hot, and it's an ability to be able to endure a lot and keep moving because it's bigger than you. And so when I say live your white hot, so many of us, because of all the things that have happened to us from birth, so many of us are really separated in a sense from who we really are. And when you live your white hot, you're actually connecting with that part of you that's you. I mean, the real you. And you're connecting in a sense with this divine purpose, this thing that you just feel compelled to do because it's just part of you. And when you're living your white hot, it's this ability to do things you wouldn't otherwise be able to do, and you're in competition with people who are just getting by. So when you're doing what you absolutely love and they're just getting by, you have this natural DNA edge over them because it's all part of who you are. That's what makes the difference, is this intense burning to be able to go through any barrier, blockade, whatever, because the why, the purpose behind it, is so connected to your heart.
Well, the way I think about it, Troy, is in my business, I don't know how many times, I can't count them, I have my business has let me down, or the marketplace let me down, or I let me down, or something, and why would I come back?
Yeah,
and it was because I was so compelled by what I was doing, and I think about it like a teenager. if you don't start a business that is like a teenager, in my opinion, you won't last because, Troy, a teenager, one thing we know about teenagers, you don't always like them, but you always love them. Right?
That's true.
And a bit your business, you won't always like your business, but if you don't always love it, when you have a day like no other where, you know, where it looks like the world is against you, you know, you might not come back if you don't love it.
Absolutely. You know, it reminds me, you mentioned in the beginning and introducing me about my being an attorney. I actually ended up giving that up because back in the 90s, it's interesting. It's not even the compensation that will make up the difference because the compensation for me was awesome. And I was doing the things that I set my goals to do back in college. And here I am in a small firm. It's doing well, et cetera. And I couldn't do it anymore because I didn't love it. And it was burning me out, and it was emotionally wiping me out and physically affecting me. So what I'm doing now, I absolutely love, and God has gone through hard times like you mentioned, but I can't stop it because that I love it, and I know it's connected with who I am, to what I'm born to share, and the things that I'm born to accomplish.
How did you figure that out from a personal standpoint?
Boy, it is a great question. Figure out if you're talking about when you figure out, you're talking about I need to leave the law. It's that I would keep making changes I made from a big firm to a small firm, and that went well. And then I started being a partner, and that went well. But I found it was harder and harder just to keep doing it. I was stressed out. I was not really present.
But your family, your friends, the investments you made, those were some great expectations for you.
Yeah, exactly. And
you had to overcome all that. You had to overcome all that, didn't you?
Yeah, you had to say enough is enough. And I actually believe that if I continued doing that, and I would to this day, I probably would either be dead or
did you transition out of law into business, or did you do it in a cold turkey?
I gradually did. So I got two part-time jobs that did not exist with a couple of clients, and that's when I started later my business because I was fascinated. In my first business was all about personalities. I actually wrote a book on personalities, and I trained companies, major corporations and smaller companies in personalities.
So you transitioned from the law to business. You didn't go cold turkey. You took some time, which I recommend to most people who have, if they have a job, a good job, but they got a lot of expectations around that job, you probably need to make a transition. When we come back, I'm going to ask Troy
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.